Acts chapter 10, verse 38. No, let me read from verse 36 to 38. The word which God sent unto Israel, preaching peace, my Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word I say, ye know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. The narrative captured that there was a message that was upon the lips of everybody in the region of Judea round about. Everybody had this message upon their lips, and this message was about a man that had received a deposit from God, an investment from God, an investment of the Holy Ghost that had been realized in form of power. In fact, the word good in that scripture from the Greek perspective is philanthropist. He became a philanthropist because of the investment of God that was upon his man. Everywhere he went, he could not but do good. Everywhere he went, he healed all that were oppressed of the devil. And the basis of the things that he did was that he had received an investment from God, a spiritual investment. Now, those days when we were still in secondary school, I happened to attend a boarding secondary school, and there was this guy from Edo State. He had several investments from darkness. That was what he inherited from his grandmother, an investment in the world of witchcraft. It took him a few years before he mastered how to use the investment. Hallelujah. At the time that I was talking, he was 17 years old, and he had gained mastery in wielding the scepter of the investment that he received from his grandmother by being initiated into witchcraft cult. Now, and everywhere he went, even if he wanted to be evil or not, he was a vessel of affliction. He was affliction personified. If he got angry, he would leave an affliction. And sometimes, even when he's unconscious, he causes injury. And it doesn't happen of his own will. It's as if the investment also has a will of delivery. He was just a vessel carrying it about. The Bible reveals that God had God invested something in Jesus. And that which Jesus had made him a philanthropist. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now, one of the things we see in the scripture is that God will never give you anything that you will not need him to operate. Even though God had anointed him, God still had to stay with him and walk with him to operate what he gave him. So those of us that come to church and we want to receive something from God's hand, and then we take off like a tornado, we were not properly taught. Because that which seems to look like a blessing initially, without God becomes a curse. And the Bible reveals that Jesus, upon receiving this investment, had God by his side to regulate that which he had received. I also realized from this scripture that it is not the territory that has the issue. Because initially this parable was held in the land that can anything good come out of Nazareth? I don't know how the city, the locality, earned that reputation. But you know, there were men of strange investments, I believe, that were from Nazareth. And they gave Nazareth a strange name, such that it became a parable, a question, a hard question, a question without mortal answer. Can anything good? He didn't say things don't come out of Nazareth, but good things. don't come out. They have Ezemos were coming out of Nazareth. Nazareth was busy manufacturing people with investments of darkness until it was labeled. The consistency was such that they had to be identified for evil things. And the question about Nazareth was whether anything good could come out of Nazareth. But it came to pass that we realized that there was nothing wrong with the territory. There was everything wrong with the man. Until Jesus showed up, we found out that Nazareth was vindicated. And so in his rising, the name of his village was added. Just in case you heard the proverb. How God anointed Jesus Christ. Somebody said, my roots is in the heart of Agrabi, where the two cobras make a portal, a pathway. And that's why we are like this. Something good came out of Nazareth. It's not about the place, it's about the man. One wonderful man that came out of Nazareth changed the story of Nazareth. You know, on the account of that good man, we don't know what the evil man did, but on the account of that good man, Nazareth is remembered for good today. If only you can become that man that will change the lingering evil story of your locality. By reason of an investment, your generation will have a reason to change their mind. My message is done. I say it's a shot. It's like a shotgun. When you start liking it, then we retrieve it. This is what we do that we get more time in conferences. Now, the Bible says how God, it's a mystery that is up for investigation. How God, what they were saying is, we don't know how God anointed, it's a mystery up for investigation. We don't know where God passed. Was it, how did he pass to get to it? How God. You see, I was born a stammerer. In fact, as at the time I was born, my mom had conception had stopped. And she was en route school of nursing and midwifery. And there was no need for a child to show up. And suddenly, a young man was found. The young man was crystallized. I was born at the wrongest of times. And in the time of my arrival, my mom was afflicted. So I had to be admitted with my mom in the hospital. Not because I was sick, but because that was the only way I could find breast milk. How did this one? Born with facial palsy, half of my face paralyzed. Never closed this eye since I was born. If you look at me, the prediction will not be good. But it came to pass. Meanwhile, while I grew up, I remember at the age of five, there were demons that were looking for me. It's as if they had my address. They never missed an occasion for a visitation. But it came to pass somewhere along the line, I gave my life to Christ. At the age of seven, and I got baptized in the Holy Ghost. We spoke tongues when the vocabulary of tongues was young. Oh, Jesus. And it came to pass that God placed an investment. How? Even my mother never felt, because I troubled her. I came at a wrong time, almost made her feel midwifery. But you know what? God put something. And the question is, how God? It's always a mystery. The man that God decides to choose for a deposit is a mystery. You don't look like it. You don't look like it. you are not qualified. The man that comes out of due season, suddenly God decides to release an investment of his spirit. It takes time for an investment to grow. It's always is strange. How God. One thing I knew is that the investment I received drew me to study the Bible. I used to study with a lamp. I can do all night study on scripture. All night. I do 30 nights studying the Bible. I went back and forth. I went forth and back. So my mother crept into my room one day. And when she saw me, she started crying. And I asked her, what is the reason for your tears? He said, I want to run mad. That this is not how normal people study the Bible. She never knew it was the pool of an investment. Seeking to restructure, rewire, regalvanize the vessel to contain something that is in God. She busted into tears. So I stopped studying in the night when I'm at home, so that my mom won't cry. They were monitoring me, my mom and my dad. Sometimes they will see me, they will whisper. So because of that, I became an undercover preacher. I preached for eight years, casting out devils. My people at home never knew. I had the power to heal the sick from the Lord. But when I meet people sick at home, I say, we need aspirin. Have you tried Cipro? Cipro floats a sea. Oh God. Please help me tell your neighbor, oh God. We don't know where God went, how he passed. How God. Oh God. When it came to pass, I told my mom, where's AB, the engineer? It was in your church that my mom saw me glow first. And as I stood upon that altar, I invited her. I said, there's a place I'm going to do Bible study. You might be blessed. And she came and saw a crowd. She didn't have a seat. She was in the parking lot. And that day I preached, I prayed, and I prophesied. When I came out, my mom could not relate with what she saw. How God. How God. From that moment, I became my mom's best son. She tarries in the night now in prayers. She told me, you have increased my lifespan. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing works of philanthropy. He would not receive money for the goodies that he brought from heaven's bounty. You will not leave this place empty-handed. I know many people must have written your case off. Many people may have said, this man can amount to nothing. That will be the case if God doesn't intervene. But if there's a deposit in view, if there's an implant from divinity, if there's an investment from God, the possibilities, the outcomes, the change. Oh God! Anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. Went about doing good. Healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God. Several people come to church, and when they touch something from God, they take off like a tornado. What you would have asked yourself is this the best that God can do? I serve Jesus. Broke the yoke of stammering. He said, I didn't make a mistake when I called you. You will be my mouthpiece. I'll borrow your vocal cord once and again, and I'll put words you will know are not yours. I was known to be the stammerer. And my mom saw me that day mighty in word. Mighty. What? It's not as if we went to the best schools. It's how God. Tonight a deposit comes upon you. Yes, that's what God told me before I came. He said, this is a night of deposits. Nobody will leave an ordinary person. God is going to place an investment in your vessel. Something will begin to happen. There is a new line of consciousness that begins to arise on the strength of an investment of the grace of God. Your understanding suddenly is enlightened. You are connected with heaven's storehouse of wisdom. Your thoughts are upgraded. God raises you and brings you to a point of elevation and position where you begin to think the thoughts of God. And in a moment of time, your outlook changes, your possibility changes, your potential changes. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. It doesn't matter how the container looks. When the investment comes upon your life, your possibilities change. It doesn't matter whether you went to school or you studied in Oxford. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. Anywhere you are, you can ask God for an investment. I know that with an investment, my story will change, my possibility will change, my outcome will change. It doesn't matter what men think about me. It doesn't matter the estimation they have. But if only I can get as much as an investment, I know that the expectations of men will come to nothing. Ask God tonight for an investment of His grace. I will not go empty handed. Kobelobo sandabobo sika ba 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 ba. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Doesn't matter the name of your family, the name of your village, the things that have been attributed to your family in times past. It doesn't matter what men think about you. If there can be as much as an investment from God, then all men can be liars. And only God will be true. Oh, we give you praise. Because I was born naked, but I was not born empty. You smuggled something when I was born again. Into my spirit, it became my clothing. Clothes me from shame, clothes me from insufficiency. For the Bible says that the Spirit of God helped our infirmities. Oh God, thank you, Lord, in Jesus. Name. Now we want to do something, and those participating online, you are invited. Because there's going to be some people, someone got healed online. I got a testimony. Healed. I know there are many people that get healed online, but we didn't get to hear their feedback, but we got as much as they feedback. You will be here tonight, those online. Can we do this? Come, let us adore.
the Lord.
Oh come, oh come, oh come.
Oh come, let us adore Him
in the beauty of holiness.
Oh come,
come,
let us
come
adore.
Let's go one more time. Oh come, oh come.
Oh come, let us adore. Oh come, let us adore. Oh come, let us adore.
Haven't received the grace of God, I
continue until this day. Oh yes, glory. Thank you, Lord. Amo sande lo bokore. Kamo si la babobi. Maya toho bale. Kabe. Only you is worthy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Now, all you need to do is just to lift your right hand. I'm not going to press it. I'm not going to press it because of time. I just release the word of God. And the Spirit of God will move on that word. Won't go further than the first request. The Lord said that He will fill the vessels. He will fill the vessels. Whatever that means to your life, it shall come to pass. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. You said you will fill the vessels. From my left hand side to my right hand side, inside, outside, everywhere on the field. Even people listening in the privacy of their bedrooms. Just stop praying. Don't worry. Don't worry. He has answered. Can you stop? Calm down. Calm down so that you can receive. Inside and outside. He said you will fill every vessel. Now I ask that you release the angels. 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 Inside. Outside. Inside. Outside. Inside. Outside. Inside. Outside. Inside. Outside. All right. The wave is coming stronger from the heavens. It's, oh my. Inside. Outside. Inside. Outside. Inside. Outside. Inside. Outside. Inside. Outside. Fill the vessels. Fill the vessels. There are 24 vessels that the Lord will begin to fill now. Holy Ghost, anywhere that these 24 people are, anywhere there, locate them, 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 locate them. Holy Ghost, my. Now, some pastors help me when you find the power of God. Don't bring the person, just lay your hands. It's coming like a wind. It's coming like a wind. It's already coming. It's coming into the hall. Some pastors need to go outside. Just lay your hands on the person. Lay your hands on the person. Yes, there are 24 of them. 24 of them. Most of them are on the field. Most of them are on the field. Most of them are on the field. But the Lord is beginning to fill the vessels. Pastors, help me. Just lay your hands. Lay your hands there. I don't want to press it. I don't want to press it. Lay your hands on them. Lay your hands on them. Just lay your hands. Just lay your hands. Lay your hands. I see the Lord come with a lamp. There is a lamp. There is a lamp. God is about to anoint a prophet. And the person I see is female. 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 Female.
female, 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 Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, female, female.
Now listen, 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 listen. Those of you on this row, all right? Are you on this row? This row, this center row. Now, you guys on this center row, look at me, look at me, look at me. Do me a favor. Do me a favor. I'm looking for somebody on this row here. I'm actually looking for three people. Do me a favor. Lift your right hand. Just lift your right hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, help me find the three people. Help me find them. 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 Help. Okay, it's coming. 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 Holy Ghost. It's coming stronger. It's coming stronger. Holy Ghost. It's coming stronger. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Move. Now, ushers, help me pick those three people. He's filling the vessel. He's filling the vessel. Now, there are two people in the choir that God is filling your vessel and getting you back on track. You lost some anointing. It's coming back strong. It's coming back. There are two of you. There are two of you. There are two of you. Holy Spirit. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. There are two of you. There are two of you. There are two of you. Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There are three of them. Three of them. Three of them. Fill the vessels. Ushers, ministers outside, just lay hands on the person. Just lay hands. You don't need to bring them. All right, I want to pray the final prayer now. Okay, that's the third one. Receive. There's still one of you in the choir. Father, help me find that one. Help me find. Help me find that one. 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 Let me find that one. So choir people, can you lift your right hand? The fire will come on you. He wants to fill you up. There's a fire that will come on you. A fire. A strong fire. Strong fire. Now please hold, handle that AC so that will not happen. Can you bring those people? Yes, let their fire. Okay, Lord, I don't know them. Now help me with the fire. Help me with the fire. 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 Now bring them, just help me. Your vessel. It's filled, it's filled. It's filled. It's filled. It's filled. 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 Thank you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now listen, 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 listen. I'm seeing somebody with a deaf ear. I command that ear. Deaf ear. Open.
Hallelujah. Now, if you can hear me. Oh. Okay, can you sit down? If you can. Ushers, let the offering baskets go around. We are going to hold. Hallelujah. We are not a church. We are not a church. We don't do Sunday meetings. And we are not about to become a church. We are not a church. And we have no plans to become one. Hallelujah. We hold Sunday services once a year. And that's during this conference. So we'll have a Sunday service tomorrow. Now, it's a healing service. Healing. Healing and prophetic service. Healing and prophetic service. Just in case you are not in need of healing, you might need an utterance. So it's a healing and a prophetic service we are going to hold here tomorrow. And the takeoff time will be 8 a.m. From 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, Barrister Ogbe will give us, will lead us in prayers. From 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock or 9:45, we'll have Bible study. Then we'll have praise and worship. Then the healing streams will begin to flow. And just in case you desire to function in the healing anointing, the people will not just get healed tomorrow, people will also be empowered to heal others. If you have long desired the gift of the Spirit, many gifts of the Spirit will be imparted tomorrow. Hallelujah. A few of us have been given grace from the Lord to impart spiritual gifts. Yes, to impart spiritual gifts. And tomorrow, a lot of gifts will be imparted. If you must leave tomorrow, just stay connected as you move in the vehicle. Because your gift, your spiritual gift, can meet you in Akwanga. Your spiritual gift can meet you as you are in transit. A deposit comes upon you. So the fact that you might be leaving tomorrow is not a disadvantage. Just stay in sync. Somewhere in transit, you will feel the warmth of the Holy Ghost bringing your own portion. Hallelujah. Spiritual gifts will be imparted. And some of you, if you have the boldness, the gift can start operating immediately after service. Yeah, immediately after service. We want to set the territories that we have come from on fire. Yeah. Set them how? Fire. Now, just in case you have not figured out, we have party this night. Party. And in this party, everybody must eat and drink. And you must take a portion of that cake, the 10-step cake. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. So don't be in a hurry to exit the place. Make sure you have something in your hand. And tomorrow you have something on your head. Now let me give a prediction. Some people will prophesy for the first time in their lives tomorrow. Meanwhile, that's not to get you excited. It will happen. Yes, it will happen tomorrow. Some people will prophesy for the first time tomorrow. There will be more than five, so that you can know that it's not, wouldn't just, there will be more than five. Impartations of the gift of faith and things like that, the gifts of the Spirit. Some of us are gifted, called by God, and then we have been made custodians of blessings. The things that God wants to hand out, He gives to us. I say, okay, anywhere you go, when you find out, offering is ongoing. If you have not given your offering, you are the only one that has not given offering. Offering. What? Yes, we have an evening meeting. That's the last service, prophetic service, for direction and impartation. That's why we have kept this man. This man is busy. The prophecy on his mouth has not gone forth. You don't know him. Jesus. You will know him tomorrow night. Yeah, tomorrow night. It's going to be a blast. Makonde, the atmosphere will shift tomorrow in the night. Hallelujah. Make sure you lay hold on the cake. Don't take off like a tornado. God is at work. God is at work. God is at work. Hallelujah. You know, there are some things that used to happen in the days of Kenneth Hagin. People laughing on that. You will see it tomorrow. Tomorrow is Holy Ghost. If you ever doubted the Holy Ghost, I challenge you to come tomorrow. That's all you have to do. Just come. And you will see things. We'll be here. And Holy Ghost will address somebody on the road. Okay, that's a sign. An anointing comes upon you, begin to laugh. You are a stern man, but you laugh your life into blessings. Someone say glory. Ah. So I invite you 8 a.m. Leave your hostel. Don't worry, food will flow in the afternoon and night tomorrow. After which, manna will cease. Don't camp around this mountain. There will be no provision after tomorrow night. But it will flow in the afternoon and the night. After which, manna will cease. You will labor for it thereafter. Someone say glory, glory. All right. So there are drinks. There's food, cake, meat. As you take it with gladness and rejoice in the Holy Ghost and bless all our mummies that have been in the kitchen from morning till night. I don't know how we're going to do it. Sister Grace, I don't know how we're going to do it, but I want them to. Okay. We can't get enough bread and tea for everybody. The whole bread in Makonde will finish. So let's not even. I wanted us to do something very light so that we can get them to participate. But we'll do something. Maybe if we can achieve it now, achieve it in your own session. Let a word go forth. If you are done with the offering, are you done? And the cake. It's a communion of God. Communion. I'm seeing someone with an infirmity. Ulcers. Someone has ulcers. And just in case you have ulcer and you are feeling the ulcer burns, now feel the ulcer burns. Can you raise your hand? Camera people. Give me eyes outside too. Ulcer bones. Ulcer. Let me see your hand. Okay, we have two people in the hall. All right. Cameraman, give me eyes outside. Can you give me eyes? If you have ulcer pains where you are seated, let me see your hand. One outside. Two outside. All right. Give me eyes in the overflow one. Overflow one. Eyes. Because there will be an instant. In fact, one of them is healed already. Yes. One of them is healed already. Now, eyes. Yep. One, two. Okay. Put your hands where you feel the burns, the pains. The Lord will heal now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you take away ulcer. Ulcer, I bind you. I bind you. And I command you in the name of Jesus Christ, come out! Leave. Lord, place your hands where those bonds are and let life flow. Let healing take place. Glory. 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 Okay, give me eyes again. If you know you are healed, overflow too. Let me see your hand. Because virtue has left me. Overflow too. Give me eyes. If you check for the pain. Just check for it. Check for the bone. Check for the bone. Virtue has left me. I know two people, about two or thereabout, have been healed. Okay, one person healed. Can you give Jesus the praise? Okay, in the hall, check for the pain. Okay, the pain gone, the pain gone. Give me eyes in overflow one. Those of you whose hands were lifted, check for the pains again. Check for it. Give me eyes, give me eyes. If you can't find it, let me see your hand up. Healed. 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 Heal. Tomorrow, you will be healed. If you find a blind person on the street, you bring the person. If you find a crippled person on the street, you can bring the person. If you find someone that is not okay in the brain and you have the faith to bring the person, just bring the person. We will have the faith to release the person from that spirit. It's a Holy Ghost service.